Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, why do they keep messing with things? After 75 years, Scrabble has come out with a new version. The makers of the game say it's to make it more inclusive, though some critics suspect that might be just dumbing it down. Fergal Weatherhead is the 2023 Irish National Scrabble champion, and he's been doing a bit of research for us. Afternoon, Fergal.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, as I understand it, the game actually hasn't even been released yet, but they've given some indication of how it's going to work.
Yeah, it's all very new, to be honest, to all of us as well. But essentially, it's just an alternative version of Scrabble. It appears to be called Scrabble Together. And the idea of it is that you can play it at home in teams rather than playing as individuals. So essentially, the game moves a lot faster and it doesn't take as long to actually find words. So the idea being that it's more fun and less stress for people at home starting off or who just enjoy playing a game of Scrabble at home that isn't very competitive.
Right. So the way it's teams, each team would have their own row of letters on the little holder thingy.
Yeah. I mean, it's still essentially Scrabble, but I think that it also involves there are cards that you can pick up. And to be honest, what exactly the cards do at this point, I don't know. We don't know. But I presume it will just encourage you or give you clues or whatever in order to try and make particular words. But the idea being that it's going to essentially it's a different form of Scrabble. Some people find the traditional Scrabble to be quite daunting and difficult to play. So this version of Scrabble should be perhaps a little bit more fun for beginners.
Right. But is it necessarily the case, Fergal, that to be good at Scrabble, you need to have a huge vocabulary or, you know, at least a part of it is being strategic about where to put your letters and all that kind of thing?
Correct. Yeah, very good. Essentially, no, you don't need to have a massive vocabulary to be a good Scrabble player. There are plenty of good Scrabble players who only use, we'll say, fairly common everyday words that we all use. There are also Scrabble players who study extra words and know very strange and unusual words. But no, there is no need to know all of them. Certainly starting off, all you really need to know is your two-letter words, and most of them are very normal anyway, and quite a few of your three-letter words. And it helps if you know seven-letter words so that you can play all your tiles in one move and get a really big score.
Yeah, okay, which is, of course, the one we all want to get. And on this new version, will it be sold separately to traditional Scrabble or can you play both?
No, my understanding is that this new version will just be on the opposite side of the Scrabble board. So you can play traditional Scrabble or you can play Scrabble Together if you would choose to do so instead. But you have the option of both.
It's
not going to change the we'll say, competitive Scrabble scene in Ireland, for example. We would still be using the traditional Scrabble, but players at home have the option of playing Scrabble Together instead if they prefer.
Right. Now, in the Irish, the Ireland Scrabble Association, have you seen an increase in people playing Scrabble or the opposite direction?
We have indeed. Since COVID, actually, a lot of people appear to have taken up Scrabble and they're now starting to come to competitive tournaments. And it's incredible. Some of them are improving really rapidly. They might only be playing in tournaments, we'll say, for the last year. And some of them have become really good Scrabble players really quickly.
Okay,
but COVID definitely seems to have increased the interest in Scrabble.
In competitive games, is there a time limit?
Yeah, every game lasts approximately 1 hour. We use chess clocks and each player has 25 minutes of playing time. So in total, if all of the time is used up, the game will take roughly 50 minutes plus a few minutes for checking the odd word or two.
So about an hour
a game.
Okay, so that does, I mean for anyone who hasn't never played in those kind of circumstances, that must put the pressure on then.
It does. Well, it means normally our tournaments, which are held at weekends, they're all day Saturday, all day Sunday, maybe 14 or 15 games. So that's like 14 or 15 hours of competitive Scrabble spaced over 2 days, maybe starting at 9 in the morning and finishing at 5. So, yeah, it's a tough workout.
That must be really exhausting then if you've gone through 14 or 15 games.
Yeah, by the end of the tournament, yeah, it's quite tiring, to be honest, but it goes by in a flash. Scrabble can be very addictive if you're, you know, if you're into kind of words and you're competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, the time can fly.
For people listening, how do you get better at it? I know, obviously, just play more of it, but is there some form of practice people can do by themselves to get better at it?
There is, actually, yeah. I mean, playing games definitely will improve your Scrabble, but there are also Scrabble apps. There are numerous Scrabble apps on the phone that can be used to kind of quiz yourself on, for example, four-letter words or three-letter words, so you can just quiz yourself on them. There are also books you can buy on how to play Scrabble better. In other words, the strategy side of Scrabble. And there's a lot of strategy involved in Scrabble.
Yeah. Internationally, how does Ireland rate?
Very highly. There are a lot of very, very high standard Scrabble players in Ireland on a world level. So, yeah, we would be a strong Scrabble nation.
Okay, so like, are there international rankings? Do the countries get the rankings or people?
Individuals. There's a ranking system. The World English Scrabble Players Association has a world ranking. Or every player that competes internationally has a world ranking. So, and quite a lot of Irish players would be in the top 100. Almost all competitive Irish, almost all competitive Irish Scrabble players would be in the world's top, maybe 1,000.
Okay. Now, I mean, that sounds like a lot, but I assume there's thousands and thousands of international Scrabble players.
Oh, yeah. Throughout the world, there are an awful lot of Scrabble players. But basically, I suppose what I'm saying is we are quite a strong Scrabble nation, yeah.
Yeah, right. Anyone interested in finding out more about that, you can go to their website, irishscrabble.org. Fergal Weatherhead, thanks a million for talking with us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.